Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
So, Anton, how are you this weekend, 2 weeks after your birthday?
Yeah, a little bit older, but I'm coming slowly to terms with the aging process. I tell you, how could you not be happy? A day like yesterday when you were able to sit inside and watch
the
rain sideways.
All over the country. Miserable. Well, he's trying to tell me it's better now. I know,
We have optimistic and interesting news to make up for this bleak weather, though, Dave. Particularly music news.
Music? Okay, tell me, who's in the music news?
I thought we should start right with your wheelhouse. You are familiar with Keith Richards snorting his dad.
Well, I mean, that's ridiculous, carry on, that it was up on the mantelpiece and he didn't have anything to snort. He thought, oh yeah, I'll go for this, and didn't realise it was his dad's ashes. If you start believing that, you start believing that he goes to Switzerland to get his blood changed every 6 months.
I had never heard the blood change. Is that the theory?
Yeah.
It would explain a lot.
Would it? Why? What did he do this time?
Well, it would explain the whole Keith Richard isn't dead thing, because statistically he very much should be.
There is a bit of that, all right, yeah.
The fact of Keith Richards doing this was the single most rock and roll thing that had ever been done with the deceased up until this week.
Yeah.
When a man by the name of Prince Midnight has turned his dead uncle into a guitar.
What do you mean? Like he turned him into a guitar. What does that actually mean? I mean, like, wait a minute.
This story is from Guitar World.
It's Guitar not from World. Skeleton Monthly, no.
No, and, well, and okay. they're not exactly Reuters, so I'm going to have to read into some of the gaps here. But what it seems to be is that his uncle Philip passed away in the 1990s in Greece. When he passed away, he left his body, specifically his skeleton, to medicine.
Yep.
And his skeleton was hung, placed, stood, whatever one does with the skeleton, in some medical environment, let's say a laboratory for the sake of the story, and kept there for about 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
Eventually they went, well, we're done with Philip, so what we do, we'll bury him. At this point, Prince Midnight discovers that his uncle Philip has been buried and is no longer being used for medical purposes, and he says, hang on a minute, that's not what old Phil would have wanted. So he gets onto the State Department, liaises with the authorities in Greece, and has his old bones dug up. He then brings his own bones to America and creates what he calls the Philip Skelecaster.
Brilliant.
Made entirely out of the spine, pelvis, and ribcage of his uncle.
And when he's playing it on stage, whatever, does it look like kind of a skeleton, does it? Is it the shape?
It looks more horrendous. You think, this has a kind of a cutesy goth Halloween feel to it. No, it's even worse than it sounds, because he didn't take the bones and form a guitar.
Yeah.
He kept them in skeletal shape. So the bit where your elbow, the bit to which you would attach the guitar strap at the base, is Philip's coccyx. And if you want to strum, you have to put your hand up into his chest cavity between his sternum and his spine, which means, according to Prince Midnight, you cannot do any big pantomime power chords like Pete Townsend. It's all Glen Campbell action in there.
Oh, wow. That is pretty amazing. All right. That
it's good, reminds isn't it?
Me. So wait a minute. He made a guitar out of his uncle's skeleton. It's like kind of, did you ever hear the legendary Stardust Cowboy?
I did not.
You never heard the legendary Stardust Cowboy?
I never heard the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
You'd think that the most famous person from Lubbock, Texas is Buddy Holly, or is maybe, what do you call your man, Bobby Keys, who plays saxophone with the Stones. It's not. It's the legendary Stardust Cowboy. Norman O'Dam, or whatever his name is, his real name. He's the kind of king of psychobilly. It's fast kind of music like that. Bit of punk, a bit of rockabilly, bit of everything in it, and psychobilly, but it's usually kind of more, I don't know, science fiction-y in that. But I'll tell you, the amazing thing, the reason why I'm saying it's like the legendary Stardust Cowboy is because he made a guitar out of a bucket that he found in his back garden. He did. And he used to play on the top of cars and play in car parks in Lubbock, and they didn't like it, so he left and he never came back. But the point about it is he released an album. In fact, I'll tell you what, he's got a fantastic track called Paralyzed. I'm going to get it. I'm going to play it for you in a few minutes.
There are moments, Dave, when conversation with you is like, it's the intellectual equivalent of being a foie gras goose. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just have to just keep your neck straight and try to swallow hard.
I'm going to do a whole program on it. I tell you, have you ever heard of Wild Man Fisher? He's got a fantastic double album of just sitting in front of the fireplace, just shouting and screaming into the fire. It's brilliant. Songs like I'm working for the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, or tell me when your clothes are off, or why I am normal, which is the best. Why I am normal. He's called the godfather of outsider music. I'll tell you, seriously, all these people need to have a
tell me when your clothes are off is pretty good. That's up there with Dropkick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life.
Or give £1,000 to be a millionaire. Okay, look, I'll tell you what. Just
there is a long history, though, Dave, of people making their own guitars.
Wait, we have it.
Brian May.
I know. What? Brian May. And also, if you see the movie, what's he called it? The one with the Edge and Jack White and Jimmy Page about guitars. It Might Get Loud, it's called. At the very beginning, he's making a guitar out of a sort of a wire fence or something. Anyway, I have the song. I've got it. You've got to hear it, okay?
What?
Now, it's only 2 minutes long, the legendary Stardust Cowboy. It's called Paralyzed, okay? And like he's got, there's a great, people say there's a great trumpet solo in this. It's not, it's a bugle solo. wait a minute, you think I'm joking? Okay, I'll tell you, is there something amazing about this?
What? People say there's a great trumpet solo.
Wait till
in this.
You hear it. Listen, take a listen to this. This is just like art. Okay, so think of him as making a guitar out of a bucket, which is where this all came from. This is the legendary Stardust Cowboy. Look, it's 2 minutes long. I might just play the whole thing. Here goes. Paralyzed, ladies and gentlemen, a platter that mattered, a ray from the grave.
Hey, yeah! Where else is it? You see that bullshit now, paralyzed!
Wait for the bugle solo.
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. That is quite the trumpet solo. Bugle.
Okay. So it keeps going on like that. That's a classic, I'll tell you. Paralyzed by the legendary Stardust Cowboy. So I don't care what your man is. Like, seriously, making a guitar out of a skeleton is pretty cool, all right, but seriously. Like,
and are we listening to the sound of the bucket guitar in that piece of music?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you can feel the...
You can feel privileged.
The drywall. All 5 gallons of it really come through. Well, in other news, this is one.
Yes?
I feel having put people through that Psycho Billy and the... spiders from your armpit.
No,
who were they?
It's actually the legendary Stardust Cowboy.
The legendary Stardust Cowboy. I feel it is time. It is incumbent upon us to do some public service broadcasting to make up for that.
He's got a great song called Standing in a Trash Can and My Underwear Froze on the Clothesline. Anyway, go on. Which I would in this weather.
And moving on from this, I think it is important that we warn people they should not attempt to lick or milk psychedelic toads because it's bad for the toads.
I think the legendary Stardust Cowboy might have done a bit of that. Okay,
yeah,
so what's that about? Why is that?
Well, apparently it's not so much that licking psychedelic toads is bad for you. It's that it has become so popular in California, where they have the Sonoran Desert Toad, which is also known as the Bufo alvarius, that so many people are milking them for their psychedelic, what, serum?
Really? You lick a toad and you get psychedelia, Ed, do you?
You do, yes. In the first use of it as a verb, that's exactly what happens. And it's a poison, as are most. All of the good things in life are poisons. Look at rosemary. So it is originally a poison, but if you get just the right quantity of it, it apparently gets you, I believe the phrase is, as high as a kite. And they're telling people to stop doing it because they're over-milking the toads and causing them harm.
Wow, that sounds very weird.
In other news,
yeah.
A 90-year-old man,
yeah,
has spent $10,000 taking out advertisements in a newspaper in the States,
right,
to give out to AT&T.
What's wrong with AT&T to him?
AT&T doesn't have fast enough broadband.
Oh, right. And so he took out ads. That must have cost a bit of a pretty penny.
$10,000.
$10,000 for the ads.
10 grand
don't tell
ads.
Me. It's one of these things where, you know, you sign up to something and you think you're going to get all the football, then it's suddenly on 50 different channels and you try to get off one of them and it takes you a week to get off it. Is that it?
It's similar. I think it is actually more, it's broader than that. I don't think there's a problem with his specific service. I think AT&T was due to roll out a fiber optic network in Hollywood, in North Hollywood where he lives, and they haven't rolled it out fast enough. He has called them repeatedly and can't get an answer. Weird, because most telecoms companies have a great reputation for fast answering.
Indeed.
And he got so frustrated that he spent $10,000 of his own money to take out ads, effectively saying, "You people are pillocks," in the Wall Street Journal.
At what age did you say he was?
90.
And he took them out in the Wall Street Journal. I presume the publicity as well is like worth about 100 grand, is it? Have they done anything about it?
A lot of people have said that he's nuts. But here's the thing. If you're 90 and you've got 10 grand and it will bring you joy, what better way to spend it?
Absolutely. You can get it. You can lick a toad.
Exactly. Yeah. My dream would be to be 90 years of age and have enough money that I could just spend it annoying those who deserve it.
Right.
And in this instance, AT&T does.
And did AT&T get back to him?
The history doesn't record.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. I was just going to say money talks if they did. Anyway, go on.
Further sad news from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
The Valentine's Day New York City sewage plant tour is going to be virtual.
There is such a thing?
Yeah, I was surprised that they picked that date. There is an annual Valentine's Day sewage plant tour. But this year it's going to be online, so you'll have to do it virtually.
I mean, seriously, you can actually... Can you go by yourself or do you have to bring a loved one?
That is a brilliant question. I don't know. I like... As fascinating as it would be, I don't see how it is romantic, but they say you can go either. You can go on your own, you can bring a date.
What I meant by that question was, would you seriously go on your own? It would only be fun going with somebody else to say, look what we're doing today.
Oh, would you not go for a solo tour of a...
No.
Would you not?
Don't think so, no.
I'd be first man in the door.
Are you underground all the time, where the alligators are in the sewers, all that kind of thing?
I'd say there's elements of it that are overground and elements that are underground. But what a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Would you not think it'd be fascinating to look and go, oh my God, so this is how they manage to treat all of the wastewater that comes out of New York, which is a remarkable endeavor. Like, it's an amazing thing, Dave.
And you're telling me that this day, every single year, you can do this, but now it's only virtual today. Is that it?
Correct. As the Director of Public Design Outreach, Alicia West, put it, grab a date or join solo and take a peek inside the city's largest sewage treatment plant, where wastewater collected from storm drains and the toilets and sinks of more than 1 million New Yorkers is cleaned each day in a complex system, including 8 giant stainless steel digester eggs.
Digester eggs?
Okay. Uh-huh, yeah. You can buy them from Goop. Yeah. Have you ever seen a giant steel digester egg?
Have you ever read Gwyneth's page? It's fantastic.
Yes, it's quite something. Again, I think we don't give her enough credit to be able to sell.
Yeah, I know. And also to do it over 10 years for that length of time.
Amazing.
Yeah, I take my hat off if I had one.
3 Cubans have survived on coconuts for 33 days on an uninhabited island.
That's like your oranges last week. Do you remember the guys ate loads of
oranges? Oh yeah, 66 pounds of oranges. Yeah, naval oranges.
Right, indeed, before getting on the flight. So these guys were on an island for how long?
They were apparently fishing out of Cuba. They ended up stranded in Bimini in the Bahamas for 33 days. And what they lived on were rats, conch and coconuts. But predominantly coconuts. And do you remember the guys in the plane? Do you remember what medical problems they had thanks to the oranges?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Severe mouth ulcers by virtue of all the acid. You know what coconuts are?
They've lots of acid.
They are laxatives, Dave.
Oh, right. They're laxatives. Okay, fair enough. I can't stand coconut. I hate it.
What?
Yeah, every time a bounty bar? They're the sweets always left in a box at home, or whatever you call them.
Well, they're hardly like, you know, it's not like, oh, that time that I was in Thailand and I was drinking fresh coconut. Like, a bounty is hardly representative of the oeuvre.
God almighty, tonight and tomorrow.
Do you know what coconut milk is, Dave?
No. What is it? It's milk from a coconut.
That's what people think, but it's not.
Oh, God. Okay.
If you crack open a coconut, what comes out is coconut juice.
Oh, right, okay.
Coconut milk is the white bits pulverized with the juice.
Oh, really? Oh, right, okay, very good. Have you any more stories? By the way, are the three of them fine and good and well, having eaten coconut for 3 months?
I believe they're very regular. But other than that, they're fine. And there was enough shade on the island that they were able to hide neath the occasional tree and or bush and were therefore fine at the end of it.
That's a long time. Oh, look at the clock. Crikey. Anton, it's been real. Thank you very much. I want you to listen now to
please. The Legend not of Moria Man.
No,
please.
Next week. And
oh, God, okay.
And I want to dissect this bugle solo. Is it a bugle or a trumpet? Thanks a million.
It's a bugle.
All right, take it easy. Bye, Anton.
Bye, Dave. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.